Today's scripture reading is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verses 1 through 9, and chapter 65, verses 17 to 18.
今日选读经文是取自以赛亚书第64章第1至9节和65章第17至18节。
We'll read this verse in unison from the comforts of your home in English and then in Cantonese.
我们先用英文读，而中文读出，我们一起去读。
Chapter 64, verse 1. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence.When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear. No eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness. Those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry.And we sinned. In our sins, we have been a long time. And shall we be saved? You meet him who joyfully works righteousness. Those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry, and we sinned. In our sins, we have been a long time. And shall we be saved? There is no one who calls upon your name. Who rouses himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever.Behold, please look, we are all your people. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy and her people to be a gladness.
以赛亚书第六十四章第一至九节同埋六十五节十七至十八节，我哋一齐读。愿你裂天而降，愿山在你面前震动，好像火烧干柴，好像火将水烧开，使你的人知道你的名，使列国在你面前发抖。你曾行我们不能亦料可畏的事。那时你降临，山岭在你面前震动，从古以来人未曾听见，未曾耳闻，未曾眼见，在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行？你迎接那欢喜行义，纪念你知道纪念你道的人，你曾发怒，我们仍犯罪，这境况已久。我们还能得救吗？我们都像不洁净的人，所有的意都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去，并且无人求告你的名，无人奋力抓住你。原来你遮面不顾我们，使我们因罪孽消化。耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是土像，我们都是你手的工作。耶和华，求你不要大发震怒，也不要永远纪念罪孽。求你垂顾我们，我们都是你的百姓。可能我做天做地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。 你们当因我所做的永远欢喜快乐，因我做耶路撒冷为人所喜，做其中的居民为人所乐。
God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
人祝福读嘅同希望话语嘅人。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message today is You Need an Angry God.
今日陈牧师话系正道，题目系你需要一个发怒嘅神。
Morning. Happy Father's Day.
大家早晨，父亲节快乐。
As we just read, God gets angry.
当我头先我睇到就话经文讲就话神系一个会发怒嘅神。
Look again at verse 5, the latter part of verse 5.
我再睇个第五节，睇多次。
Behold, you were angry, and we sinned.
佢话你曾发怒，我们仍犯罪。
And just in case you missed it, verse 9a sort of repeats itself by saying, again,Don't be angry at us, or be not so terribly angry.
而第九节都同一样嘅，就讲到就话，求你不要大发震怒，也不要永远纪念罪孽。
I hope you see what the Word of God, the Bible, is presenting to us.
我希望大家能够睇到就话圣经究竟同我哋讲嘅说话。
It presents to us a God who gets angry at sin.
就讲到话神系会系对罪有发怒。
And I'd like for you to consider as we look at God's word today, the fact that you need an angry God.
就希望今天嘅早上你能够去睇今天嘅经文，就系话我哋系需要一个会发怒嘅神。
You need in your mind and in your heart, the core of your being, a God who gets angry at sin.
我哋心思意念系需要系一个神系会对罪而系发怒。
You need a God of wrath to live with hope.
我哋需要一个神，一个发怒嘅神，使我哋有充满呢个嘅希望嘅生活。
You need an angry God to live with humility.
我需要一个发怒嘅神，俾到我哋先人嘅有一个谦卑嘅生活。
You need an angry God to know who loved you.Who you are.
我都需要一个发怒的神，所以我们才能够知道我们有几咁嘅当爱。
By the way, righteous anger is not sinful.
大家记住话，公义的发怒是不是一个罪。
We know unrighteous anger is sinful because that's what we do.
但是相反的，好像我们这样的一不是公义的发怒是一个罪。
But God is righteous.He's sinless.
但神是一个公义的神，他是无罪的。
And so God's anger is pure and not sinful.
所以神的发怒是完全的，是洁净的，同埋是无罪的。
If you don't believe in a really angry God who hates sin and is going to punish it, you're impoverishing yourself.
所以话，若然你唔去相信一个神系会发怒的神，系对罪有不喜悦的，还有会是去审判的，你的生命会是被破坏。
You're taking away from yourself all sorts of hope, humility, and love.
既然你不是相信一个这样的神，你不会有一个希望的生命，你不会有一个谦卑的生命，你也都不会有一个爱的生命。
So let's look at the scripture text and see how is that so.
所以今天早上我们去看究竟神是跟我们说什么说话。
First, look again at verses 1 to
3. 我再看一次第一至第三节。
And there, as we read earlier, they tell us that you need the biblical angry God to live in hope.
就一至三节跟我们说，就是我们需要一个会发怒的神，我们才能够活出一个有希望的生命。
And certainly that's another statement, right? You desperately need hope today in a broken world.
特别在这个破碎的世界当中，更加需要这个盼望。
Don't miss the fact that the book of Isaiah has a historical situation.
请大家不要去忘记就说其实在这个以赛亚书里面是讲到不单止是一个历史的背景。
The book of Isaiah is not an essay or part of a class lecture.
以赛亚书不是说只是一个普通的教书的教学的书卷。
It's written into a historical situation.
是当时的以赛亚书是讲到当时的历史的背景。
Everybody who reads the Bible agrees Isaiah 40 through 66 were written to a nation, Israel, facing exile.
大家都很同意就是说当时在《以赛亚书》第40章开始都讲到就是说是写到当时以色列他是当时去面对一个流亡放逐。
The nation Israel was or had already faced tremendous injustice.
而当时以色列已经或者是已经是当时继续的是面对着一个不公平的对待。
Depending on which commentary you read, you might have, they might have been going to face this, or they had just faced this.
好看你看哪一本的解经书可能会说就说他已经是面对或者他是当时以色列面对着一个不公平的对待。
If you're not familiar with this text, you might say, face what?
如果你不要认识以赛亚书的讲的话究竟他面对什么东西
They were going to face, or did face, or had just faced, when they just read this, their capital city Jerusalem being torn up.
就说当时以色列他们的首都的耶路撒冷他们可能是当时已经或者是当时是有他们的耶路撒冷的城是被这个摧毁。
They had faced,or did face, or were about to face, their own children slaughtered.
他们可能已经感受到或者可能已经是继续有就说他们当时是被侵略他们的人是被宰杀。
And you can read about it in Psalm 137.
你们可以看其他的书卷譬如说在诗篇第137篇里面都有讲到。
Sadly to say, their little heads of their infants were dashed against the rocks.By the victors.
就说当时他们被侵略他们被他们的猎人他们小朋友的头都被石头去打碎。
You see, Isaiah is written into a historical situation.
所以以赛亚书是当时是写了当时的历史的背景。
They had captivity, chains, terrible injustice to face.
当时人是受到很不公平的对待很惨的对待是被受俘虏是被受鞭打被受这个捆绑。
And that was either just ahead of them, or they were already suffering.
当时写的时候可能是讲到是他们可能会将去面对这些或者他们已经是面对着这个不公平的对待。
And so what are they doing as we look at verses 1 to 3?
所以说当我们看一至三节的时候当我们感受到这个时候他们有什么回应呢
I think it's pretty clear. They're asking God to come down and judge the injustice.
就当时他受到这个不公平的对待他们的回应是什么他们求神就说去给到有这个审判的不公平。
Do you see the text? They're saying, Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire sets twigs ablaze. Come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake.
就说在一节第二节都讲就说他们求神就求什么啊愿你烈天而降愿山在你面前震动。好像火烧干柴又像火将水烧开使你敌人知道你的名使列国在你面前发抖。
What they're really saying is if you came down, O Lord, with all your justice and you went after the oppressors and perpetrators of injustice, they'd be like dust before you.
意思是讲乜嘢话呀我当时受到当时以色列人就讲到话，我哋受到个不公平嘅对待，我哋好惨。一如神你降临嘅时候，将呢啲嘅对待我哋嘅人去审判，将佢哋消灭嘅时候，佢哋会变成灰烬。
They would crumble，
就话嗰班人会系变成灰烬。
They would be like burning twigs the wind drives away。
佢哋会好似干柴系被烧，被水都系烧开。
And that's what verses 1 to 3 are saying to us.
呢个就话第一至第三节所讲到。
And I have this on slide 2. How in the world could you possibly live in a world filled with injustice, with any hope at all, unless you believe in an angry God?
所以话，除非你系相信神系会有愤怒，否则嘅话，我哋会活着一个生命当中系每日充满着唔公平，我哋需要一个有发怒嘅神。
You have to believe in a God who gets angry at injustice.
我哋需要相信神系会对不公平嘅对待而发怒。
So here's the first point of the message, and it's on the slide here. God's anger in the Bible is not, repeat, not like our anger.
就话神嘅愤怒同我哋所讲嘅圣经所讲嘅愤怒同我哋嘅愤怒系完全唔同。
And you can see on the screen, I've listed some things that are like our anger, like crankiness.
就话我哋嘅愤怒系唔同，我哋系可能会系好发脾气。
God's anger is not, repeat, not ill temper.
但神嘅发怒系唔同，唔系话喺发脾气，唔能够去失去自控咁样。
It's not about ego. It's not explosion. It's not out of control.
神嘅愤怒系唔系话发脾气咁样，唔系话失去自控，唔系话好爆炸性，亦都唔系话会好失控。
Right, those things that I just mentioned are like our anger.
嗰啲嘅发怒系好似我哋嗰种人嘅发怒。
In contrast, God's anger is settled, fixed, irrevocable.
而神嘅愤怒系完全唔同，神嘅愤怒系好固定性嘅，好有系统性嘅。
God's anger is incorruptible. It's incorruptible opposition to injustice and evil.
神嘅愤怒系完全唔同，系会好洁净嘅，系对。世界上嘅不公平有一个反对。
You see, no debt will go unpaid before God the judge.
神嘅愤怒就系话每一样嘢嘅不公平，神系唔会睇。
Every account will be squared away.
神会睇向每一个嘅问题。
Nobody will get away with anything.
每人嘅所有嘅每人嘅每一样嘢嘅不公平会逃出神嘅五指山。
And that's what it means when the Bible speaks about an angry God.
所以就系圣经所讲嘅神嘅一个嘅愤怒。
That's the kind of God we have according to the Bible.
所以根据圣经嚟讲，呢个就系神所嘅发怒。
Now, modern people today in 21st century New York City object to that.
但喺呢个21世纪嘅当中，呢个世界就觉得神佢所讲嘅呢个发怒嘅神系。他们不相信。
Suppose you went out to New York, some people on Main Street today, and you start showing them Isaiah 64 and 65. You know what people will say? That's primitive.
但如果譬如今天的早上，你可能你去 Main 街去发开声去讲，同人哋讲话以赛亚书第64章、65章呢个发怒嘅神，佢对公系对不公平嘅人会发怒。
And like a true New Yorker, they'll get into your face and they'll say, the idea of a God of vengeance leads to intolerance and eventually to violence.
而更多是譬如说纽约市你去看就说这个你所讲的会报复的神是会只会带领到有一个的暴力。
And what they'll tell you is, we really need to believe in an accepting God.If you're going to believe in a God at all,
我哋想系相信一个神系会接纳嘅神。
They'll tell you you have to believe sin is in the eye of the beholder.
就话我哋一定要相信，就话神就话相信你话罪系好 depends on 边个去睇。
You have to believe sin is sort of a matter of perspective. They'll tell you.
佢哋会讲就话罪你应该点睇，就话每个人有自己嘅睇法。
The average person in a place like New York City would say, this idea of a God of vengeance is primitive.
所以在美国来讲就说，当我们说讲到这个神是会有报复的，这个报复的神，这件事的意思是 很旧的意思。
That's what modern people would say today in New York City. You know, they'll say this leads nothing. This leads to nothing but intolerance and violence.
所以人话讲到就话，若然你讲到呢个神系一个会有报复嘅神，会有愤怒嘅神，你只会带领到有呢个嘅灾害暴力。
Well, that type of secular thinking shows they haven't read or talked to someone who's really been through horrible injustice.
但当我哋去睇嘅时候，若然人系咁讲嘅时候，嗰啲人其实佢冇经历过，究竟喺生命当中有乜嘢对佢哋系不公平。
Because if you speak to someone who's really suffered through atrocious injustices, you're not going to have, they're going to tell you you're not going to have a peaceful world without a God of vengeance.
但当你同一啲人佢曾经系经历过好不公平嘅对待嘅时候，佢哋会同你讲。若然冇一个神系会有愤怒，唔系一个神会有报复嘅神嘅时候，佢哋唔会能够去过活到一个和平嘅生活。
Anybody who says a God of vengeance will lead to violence has not actually been a victim of violence themselves.
佢哋会讲到话，若然嗰人佢讲到话呢个神，我哋所相信嘅神系一个会有报复嘅神，佢哋其实都系经历过佢自己本身有不公平嘅对待。
Let me put on the screen here, slide 3, which is kind of a paraphrase of Miroslav Volf.
这个就是其中一个人他所说的说话。
Miroslav Volf is a Croatian. He's a professor at Yale.
这个讲解人呢，他是一个在学校的教授。
And as a Croatian, he's been through war.He's been through tremendous suffering.
咁佢系喺 Croatian 嗰度嚟嘅，因为 Croatian 嗰阵时系有好多嘅打仗，佢受过好多嘅不公平嘅对待同埋经历。
And so Dr. Wolf says, when you are the victim of injustice, you will have to pay back unless you're assured that there's a God of vengeance.
呢个 Wolf 教授就话，佢话当你系成为一个不公平对待嘅受害者。他说若然你没有相信这个神是会有报复的神的时候，你会很想 去向人向其他人去报复。
Professor Wolf is saying you have to have a God who hates injustice.
他就说我们需要相信这个神是会有 是对不公平的对待 是憎恨的。
Or to put it like how the Bible does, there is a God who's angry with injustice.
亦都系圣经所讲，就好似话我哋相信嘅神系会对不公平而发怒。
And there's a God who's going to settle every account so nobody gets away with anything。
所以就话神，我所相信嘅神系会对待所有一切嘅问题，佢所以先至能够冇嘅人，佢所做嘅事都会受到呢个嘅惩罚。
Professor Wolf says.Unless you believe in a God of divine vengeance, you will not be able to resist picking up the sword, picking up the gun, being the avenger yourself.
所以话，若然你唔系相信呢个神，呢个神系有一个神圣嘅报复嘅时候，你会自己用自己嘅方法，会系想去报复，你会可能会系攞起一把剑去向你受苦嘅人去报复。
Be the avenger, or else you just die in despair.
就因为你好伤心痛苦的时候，你会去报复。
That's the reason why he's able to say it's the practice of non-violence that absolutely requires a belief in divine vengeance.
所以我相信就话，你相信用非暴力嘅方法去对待嘅时候，你需要相信神呢个嘅神圣嘅报复。
You know, people today will tell you, will say, oh, why? Why do I need to believe in an angry God?
人现在会问就说，为什么我需要相信一个会有发怒的神？
Well, as I've just tried to show you, a person like Professor Wolf, a Croatian who suffered, says nonviolence is impossible without belief in a judge.
就是好像刚才这个 Wolf 教授所说的话，若然你不是相信有一个公平的法官的时候，你不能够去相信有一个非暴力的方法。
Again, in contrast, what do people in a secular city like New York City would say?
而相反的，好像在这个纽约市这个的俗世。
Oh, if I were like you and believed in a God of justice, that would not lead to peace in this world.
人会可能会讲，纽约市人会讲到话，若然我只系相，若然我系相信神嘅审判公义嘅时候，系唔会有带来世界嘅和平。
That would lead to more violence.
只会带来更加多嘅灾害。
And Professor Wolf would say, if anybody ever comes and actually does something bad to you, you'll be sucked right into payback.
所以个 Wolf 教授讲就话，若然你唔系相信神嘅一个公义嘅对待嘅时候，你只系会想向人有报复。
Maybe in many cases you just haven't actually had somebody attack you or draw blood from you.
可能你系啱啱就受到人有伤害你。
Maybe you haven't actually had somebody try to kill you or kill your family members.
或者你未感受过，佢话 Wolf 教授话，可能你未感受过有人会攻击你，你未感受过有人会令到你流血。
You haven't had anybody try to do those horrible things to you.
你未感受过嗰啲更加嘅大嘅灾害。
This is on slide 4. Wolf says, unless you believe in a God of vengeance, you will not be a peacemaker.
So Wolf 教授讲就话，除非你相信神呢个神系有报复嘅神，你唔会能够有一个平安。
You will not be able to live a life of peace in the world.
你唔能够系活喺个世界上活着有平安嘅生命。
You will not be able to live a life of hope in the world.
你每个平安的生命，你不会有一个希望的生命活着。
Now I know many of you have lived in a pretty much protective environment.
我知道大家，我们很多人都是活着一个很保护性的一个地方。
Of course, there are some of you who have been through great turmoil and suffering.
亦都人有我哋可能会在当中，我哋都有人系经历过一啲嘅高高低低，不公平的对待。
But for the most part, for most of us, we live in a world far more safe, far more happy, far more secure than most other people who ever lived on this earth.
但我们大部分的人，我们是活着一个很舒适的生活，很和平的生活，很好的生活，比起世界外面很多不同的。
That's why you gotta look at history. We live in a time and place in history that's unprecedented with creature comforts that were not so prior in other times, in other places in history.
所以我们活在一个世界的时候，我们要看回这个历史的背景。
If that changes, which again, it might be happening now, if that changes and you have a soft God, a God who does not have wrath, who does not wreak vengeance on injustice, you will be sucked intopayback violence.
所以话可能而家都系咁样。若然你唔系相信呢个嘅神系会有公平嘅对待，你唔相信神系有一个公平公义嘅审判同埋呢个嘅法律或者个审判嘅时候，你会自己嘅会用自己嘅方法去报复。
It's either violence by payback, or you'll die in despair.
我们会用自己的方法向其他的人去报复，或者自己很悠悠的而去死。
That's the first point. You need an angry God, or you won't be able to live in peace in an unjust world.
所以说，若然我们不能够相信这个神是会有法律的神，我们不能够在这个世界上活出有一个平安。
Secondly, you need an angry God if you're going to live in humility, and I have that on the next slide.
第二样我哋所讲就话，我哋需要神，点解？因为若然我哋冇需要冇相信神系要发怒嘅神，我哋唔能够活出有呢个嘅谦卑。
And we see that if you look again at verses 4 through through 6.
我继续看回第四至六节的时候,
now, all the commentators say it's extremely interesting to see the ironic relationship between verses 1 to 3 and the second section, verses 4 to 6.
很多解经家都说是很有趣的去看第一至三节和四至六节的关系。
The commentaries say, we are the victims of injustice. We call down into the world the God of judgment.
好，解经的人去讲就话，我哋都系一个不公平对待嘅受害者。 我们是呼叫神,
right, that phrase from verses 1 to 3 that is kind of memorable. If you would only come down, O Lord, and make the mountains shake, what would happen?
我们都会在一个不公平的对待当中，我们会呼叫神，就会呼叫神就说，神啊，你下来这个世界上去审判这个世界啦。
Well, according to the text, verses 1 to 3, what the enemies, the wicked people, the bad nations would do is just be consumed, right?
我们就会求神，神会审判这些坏人，会对抗这些坏人，会消灭他们。
If God the judge comes, they would become dust, it says in the text, verses 1 to 3, and the wind would blow them away.
就说神若然你是从天而降落临的时候，你会将这些不公平对待的人， 他们的人会消灭他们，变成灰烬，将他们好像风一样吹了他们。Then
comes verse 2, as you see on your screen. The nations would quake before you.
他说，若然你神，你是会从天而降的时候，你的列国都在你面前震。Now,
compare that to verses 4 to 6, and you'll see a great irony here.
但是你看到就是跟四至六节又不同了。Okay,
you're ready? As you're ready to compare? Who is shriveling up now in verses 4 to 6? Who is wasting away in verses 4 to 6?
但是在第四至六节的时候，你都是看着说，究竟现在在四至六节当中，谁在震啊？
I'll give you a hint. Look at verse 6. Who is shriveling up like a leaf? In verse 6, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away.
我们是看着说，当他们去求神，去求神下来的时候，能够消灭那些坏人，对他们不公平的人。但在第四至六节当中，你看着说，究竟当中里面哪些人现在是被风去吹，去震啊？
Maybe there's a mistake on your screen here. Verse 5 is probably incorrect, but I think I read to you the correct version. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, and those who remember you in your ways. And then it says, behold, you were angry, and we sinned. In our sins, we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? Verse
6.
I wish I could unmute you, but I can't, to get your answer. But who is shriveling up like a leaf in verse 6? Again, verse 5 is incorrect on your screen, but verse 6 is correct. Who is shriveling up like a leaf in verse 6?
在第六节讲就说，谁在发疹啊？
They are the people calling down God to be the judge.
就说那些人就是说，他们就是那些人是呼叫神去求神去帮助，他们自己是去发疹。
The very thing they called God down to do is happening to them.
他们自己去求神，去求神，去审判当时他们攻击他的人，而反而就是说他们自己去发疹。This
is what they're saying.
这就是当时他们所说。This
is an extremely important little test to know whether or not you're understanding properly about the angry God revealed in the scriptures.
所以我们好小心去看，就明白究竟他所说的什么发怒的神。
You see, when you meet the angry God of the Bible, you'll come to see what these people saw.
所以就说我们去看的时候，我们要了解。
But let me put it another way. You won't get stuck only seeing verses 1 to 3.You won't get stuck in verses 1 to 3. When you're in verses 1 to 3, what you're thinking is if God would come down, the bad people, those people over there, right, would be judged.
当我们只是一至三节的时候，我们就说，啊，我们去求神去审判攻击他们的人，啊，那这个坏人会受到神的审判，他们会 被消灭。
But if you read verses 4 to 6 carefully, again, verse 5 on your screen is incorrect. If you read verses 4 to 6 carefully, you find out we deserve as much judgment as anybody else.
当我看第四至六节的时候，我看就说，其实我们同审判我们，同我们，害我们的人都是一样，我们自己本身都是受，应该受到审判。
We too are under judgment.
我们自己都是应该需要受到神的审判。
We too absolutely deserve punishment as much as those people who we thought were the wicked perpetrators.
我们自己都是应该是受到应该有的惩罚，同说去害我们的人都是一样应该受到惩罚。
You see, verses 4 to 6 is just as important as verses 1 to 3.
所以四至六节讲到同一至三节都是一样重要。
And so it's absolutely critical for you to understand that you too deserve punishment.
所以就话喺第六节嗰度讲就话第四至六节系好重要，讲到就系话啊，我哋自己本身嘅都同去害我哋嘅人一样，我哋应该受到神俾我哋嘅愤怒，应该受到嘅惩罚。
And this is one of the great tests to know whether or not you're getting in touch with the biblical God.
所以我们需要去就看到这个究竟我所相信的神是什么神。
There are two groups of people who are very prominent.
在当中我看到就说好像有两种特别的人。
I wouldn't say there are only two kinds of people here.
不是说到就说只是有两种不同的人。
On the one hand, you have people who we would call traditionally religious people.
我睇就话，有一班嘢系好传统宗教嘅人。
And they certainly would believe in absolute standards.
啊，嗰啲宗教人，佢哋可能会系绝对系相信一个绝对嘅标准。
The traditionally religious people would have absolute moral values.
啊，佢哋会有一个好绝对嘅道德观念。
They would say we're going to be judged by those standards.
啊，佢觉得就人就应该系受到佢哋嘅标佢哋嘅标准而去受审判。
Therefore, the traditionally religious people, group one, would believe if God were to come down, he would judge the bad people.
所以呢，他们第一种的人，他们传统是有宗教性的人，他们觉得就说神呢只是会来审判一些在世界上坏的人。
The moralist or the traditionally religious person would say, well, I don't cheat on my spouse. I'm good to my family. I obey the Ten Commandments.
那些传统的人呢，他们会跟那些人说就说啊、我从前我都对我妻子是很忠心的，我是对我的家庭很好的，我是有遵守这个十诫的。
I go to church, I worship regularly, I give to the poor, I'm a decent person.
就说我有回教会，我是 有去崇拜，我是会给穷人的钱，我是一个好人。
But have you read verses 4 to 6 too?
但就说我们有没有去看第四至六节呢？
Do you see the danger of being stuck in verses 1 to 3?
但若然我们人只是看第一至三节的时候有什么问题呢？
Right, verses 1 to 3 again would say, If God were to come down to judge, the bad people would be judged.
如果只是我们去看一至三节的时候就说神只是会来审判世界上坏的人。
And therefore, the moralist or the religious person would feel pretty good about themselves.
所以一个那些宗教性的或者很道德性的人就觉得就说哦神会来只是审判那些人我是很安全的。
Right, and in our society, who would be considered the nemesis or the adversaries of the people who believe in traditional moral values?
但是在这个世界上其实哪一种人是相反不是这样看呢?
Well, it would be group two. Again, there are more than two groups of people, but just for the sake of time and argument here, you might call those group two people secular people.
但第二種嘅人，我哋講就話依個係好屬世嘅人。
And we think the progressive liberal people are our adversaries。
係依個好屬世嘅人，佢哋唔係話就話會有唔同嘅睇法。
And of course, progressive liberal people, secular people would say, you know what? Sin is in the eye of the beholder。
屬世嘅人咧就會講睇就話。罪呢是怎样去看是好基于哪个去看
Everybody has their own way of defining sin.
每个人都有自己的方法去定什么叫罪。
The secular person would say, what's sinful for you wouldn't be sinful for me.
就说你所讲的罪和我的罪的 定义是有不同。
The progressive liberal person would say, what we have to do is embrace them.
而熟悉的人就会看就说既然他真的有犯罪我们应该去拥戴他去爱他们。
We embrace everyone. We accept everybody.
我们应该接纳每一个人我们应该去爱每一个人。
We have to be tolerant. That's the secular view today.
现在这个世俗的世界的人就会讲就说我们应该接纳每一种不同的人。
And you know, at first they look very, very tolerant.
他开头看就说、哦、其实这班人挺好啊他们去接纳所有不同的人。
But did you know, the progressive liberal person, the secular person, is just as stuck in verses 1 to 3 as the religious, traditional moralist.
但其实这班属世的人和刚才所讲的属灵的人其实都是一样他们都是只是着重于看一至三节。
Because both groups are saying, yes, the trouble of this world are those people over there.
他两种的人都会看就说、这世界上、不好人在另一边。
Right? The secular person would say, it's those of you who are intolerant that are the problem.
这个熟悉的人就觉得说你那班人若然不是那么慷慨去拥戴其他人的那些人才是问题。
Do you see the problem of both groups of people?
大家看不看到两种不同的人
They're all saying, if only everybody in the world would be like me, we wouldn't have all the problems we have.
所以就两种人都是一样就说若然不是好像我这样的看法的时候其他人都是错的。
If only somebody would silence,those other people over there who have the different view, those are the people causing the problems and troubles.
誰在吵的時候就是那些人其實才是有問題我們應該將那些人去拿開。
I hope you see, it really doesn't matter whether you're religious or irreligious or whether you're conservative or liberal, if you only live in verses 1 to 3.
所以话无论你是哪一种人都好你是宗教性的道德性的或者你是这个世俗性的既然你只是去看第一至三节的时候看到神只是会来审判有不好的人的时候你是我们是错的。
What happens to Christians when they finally get close enough to see what God really is like?
但当我们基督徒我们真的若然是用很信心去真的去看究竟神是哪一位的时候。
When you see God as he truly is, you'll say what verse 6 says.
若然我们真的去相信神的时候，我们真的去看第，真的去相信神的时候，我们会看到第六节。
Let me read the translation I have before me, the NIV. All of us, verse 6, all of us have become like one who is unclean. And all our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
第六节就讲到话，就话我哋所有嘅人，我哋全部都系一个不洁净嘅人，所有嘅义都像污秽的衣服。
That's a stunning statement, isn't it?
听落系咪好惊讶咧？听到呢句说话。
In fact, if you don't read it carefully, the first time you read it, you might scratch your head and say, "What?"
当我如果我第一次去听嘅时候，我哋可能唔会明白。
You see, verse 6 didn't say all our sins are as filthy rags.
他没说就说我所有的罪。
Of course.
不是说我所有的事，我所做的事，都是一个污秽的事。
Our sins are as filthy rags, of course.
他说就说我所做所有的事都是污秽的。
But verse 6 says all our righteous acts are as filthy rags.He's not just saying righteousness as if it's sort of a general thing. Our righteous deeds are filthy rags. And what happens is a Christian has begun to look past the externals into his and looks deep into his or her own heart.
So, 当我们去看我作为基督徒，真系睇我哋嘅心嘅时候，
because the Christian realizes and starts to look carefully at their motivation.
因为我哋会，我真系相信神嘅时候。我们真的会去看我们内心里面的动机。
And that's the only way you can possibly say, my righteousness, my righteous deeds stink.
既然我们真的去看我们内心里面的动机的时候，我们才能够去讲就说，我所做的事其实都是污秽。
Now let me ask you, how could a righteous deed stink?
我们总问就说，我所做的事，我所做好的事，怎会都是一个污秽的事呢？
Because that's what the Bible says, right? How could doing the right thing stink?
他所经常讲就说，为什么说我所做的好的事都是污秽的呢？
How could it be a stench? It says in, I think the King James Version, a stench in God's nostrils.
为什么我所做的事都是污秽的呢？
Well, the only way is a Christian looks at their own heart, the core of their being.
我们唯有的方法就是要看我们内心里面的心。
You see, the Christian is somebody who says, I've come to realize something. I've come to realize the reason for my sins. And the reason for my good deeds is the same. It's the same reason.
就说我们其实当我们作为基督徒的时候，我们去看就说我们犯罪的理由和我们做好事的理由其实都是一样。
And that same reason is wrong.
是同一个理由，但同一个理由都是错的。
When I do a bad deed, what's happening? I'm trying to be my own God, my own master, my own Lord.
当我做不好的事的时候，我们想做我们自己作为王。
And when I do a good deed, you know what? I'm doing the same thing.
但当我做好的事的时候，我都是一样。
I want to be in charge of my life. I want to be the master.
我想是去掌管我自己的生命，我想自己作为王。
I'm trying to be my own savior by doing this good.
我想是自己为王。
And when I do good, I'm really trying to get God to do right for me.
而我所做的好事是因为我想是神去讨好我。
See, you see what you're trying to do? You're trying to control God.
就话我哋所做好事嘅时候，我哋都系想去掌管神。
Right, we try to control him by our righteousness. We try to put him in our debt.
我哋都系做好事，都系想讨好神，我得到神嘅喜悦。我哋想系神系欠我哋咁样。
Right, I do this for you, God, then you owe me.
就话我做呢啲嘅好事，神啊，我做呢啲嘅好事，你神啊，你欠我嘅。
I do good for my benefit, so God would do right for me.
就话我做好嘅事系希望神能够欠咗我，所以神咧就应该要祝福我。
So let me ask you a very important question. How do we know our righteousness is, as the Bible says, a filthy rag?
所以就话我哋应该，所以我要问自己，我哋所做嘅好事，我哋所为子嘅公义，系咪一个点先至知道系咪一个嘅污秽嘅衣服咧
？Because thankfully, many of you do righteous things.
我哋感谢神，我哋好多人都系做公义嘅事，好嘅事。
You should be commended. You do many good things.
我哋每个人都做好多好好嘅事。
But are you at times angry because God isn't giving you the life you want?
但系我哋要睇就话，我哋系咪有时都系会发怒？发怒点解？因为神冇俾我所要嘅嘢。
It's very important to ask yourself, why is that?
我哋去问啊，点解会咁样咧
？You say, I've lived this very good life.
我哋讲就话，我哋活出一个好嘅生命。
But you know, in comparison, my sister-in-law, my brother, who's not living a very good life, they're doing much better than I.
但就讲话啊，我个姐夫或者我细佬，佢哋唔系一个好嘅人，但系佢哋嘅生命更加比我好。
My sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, or my brother, or my sister, they're not religious, they're not Christians, yet their lives are going much better.
我哋会睇就话啊，我嘅譬如话我嘅弟我嘅亲戚佢哋唔系一个信宗教嘅人，佢哋唔系一班更加好嘅人。但佢哋嘅生活比我好，点解咧
？So will you ask yourself honestly this morning why? Why were you being good?
所以我哋会问自己，究竟点解我哋仲要做得好咧？点解我哋系会咁样咧
？You're trying to get God to do your will.
我哋只系我哋当我咁样谂嘅时候，我哋想神去做我想做嘅嘢。
And that, according to the Bible, is the essence.
既然你有咁嘅谂法嘅时候，呢、这个就系话罪，圣经所讲嘅罪嘅本性。
The essence of sin is everybody does my will. I'm the boss. I'm the king.
罪嘅本性就系话我要每个人都系做我所做要我做嘅嘢，我系我嘅生命嘅主宰，我系王，我系老细。
And we see that a lot in the world, right? Your life for mine, not my life for yours.
我哋好多时都喺世界上睇到就话，我嘅生命系为咗我自己，唔系为咗你。
If my will gets crossed, I get my way。
若然我嘅生命系我哋嘅想要嘅嘢系被阻挡嘅时候，嗰啲嘢就会系唔好嘅嘢。
I hope you see, God is right. Your righteousness is a filthy rag.
所以希望大家睇到就话神嘅公义系好，但系我哋嘅所谓嘅公义系一个污秽嘅衣服。
Unless you believe in a God of judgment and justice, and you come into the presence of that God, you're never going to be humbled.
所以若然我哋唔系相信神，我哋唔系相信呢个神系一个公平嘅神、公义嘅神，系一个会报复嘅神嘅时候，我哋唔能够活出一个有盼望、有谦卑嘅生活。
It's Christians who understand this.Who are the most civil people in the world?
我哋需要我作为基督徒，我哋需要去明白。
Unless you believe in a God of wrath, a God of anger, you won't be civil.
我哋若然唔能够去明白神呢个嘅审判、呢个嘅公义嘅时候，我哋唔能够去做啱。
How are you going to live in a place like New York City with all sorts of different types of people?
我哋喺个纽约市当中，我哋应该点样去过活呢
on every block of the city. There are people with different beliefs, different races, different cultures, different philosophies, different religions.
在紐約市當中,很多人有不同的宗教,不同的種族的背景,有不同的文化,有不同的思想,有不同的宗教。
How are you going to deal with that?
我在紐約市這樣的居住,我怎樣去面對呢?
One of the reasons why you have to believe in an angry God who's going to square all accounts is the tremendous burden some of you are carrying right now.
就說我們作為基督徒,我們需要相信這個憤怒的神。
And here's the test. When you look at what other people have done to you, you know what you're doing? You steam.
就當我們現在去看這個世界上不同的事情的時候,我們覺得很煩躁。
In fact, when you look and see what your life has, what life has done to you, you know, if things have gone wrong, or even what God has done to you, you get upset.
當我們看就算神給我們生命當中的時候,我們會覺得很傷心。
It's because you don't understand why that happened to you. You don't have an angry God.
因為我們不能夠明白神究竟給我們什麼,我們不能夠明白我們生命當中神將事發生在我們生命當中,我們沒有一個憤怒的神在我們的生命裡面。
You're putting yourself in the shoes of a judge.
我們自己是套入了我們要去審判這個其他人的世界。
You don't believe in a God who really is going to judge all in the world.
因為我們不相信這個神,這個神是會有一個公平審判的法官。
You might say you do, but you really don't. You can't forgive. That's the test.
我們說我們相信,但其實我們的心裡面是不相信神是會有審判,所以我們不能夠去 寬恕別人或者將這些不好的事去忘記。
If you're having trouble forgiving somebody, you're stuck in verses 1-3.
所以你不能夠去寬恕人的時候,我們只是記住第一至第三節。
You haven't embraced also verses 4-6.
我們沒有去看到就是說這個以賽亞書第4至6節,講到我們自己本身的人是怎樣。
In fact, if you're having trouble even understanding why God let this or that happen, like a pandemic or a social unrest, you're stuck. You're stuck in verses 1-3.
所以说,当我们看这个世界的时候,就说,为什么神会容许这个疫情会发生?为什么有一个种族的歧视在美国当中?我们其实如果有这样的想法的时候,我们只是着重于看第1至3节。
If you're so upset because God didn't let this happen in your life, or God didn't let that happen in your life, you're stuck in verses
1-3.
You have to read and study the Bible in its context. Don't take things out of context.
所以我們當我們看聖經的時候,我們不可以只是斷章取義,我們要看整篇的經文。
That means you got to treat the particular literature as what it is, what genre it is.
所以我們要去看整篇經文的講解。
You got to know what comes before and what after the part of the Bible you're studying.
所以當我們看聖經的時候,我們需要看前文後理。
You're going to have to know the big storyline throughout the entire Bible.
我需要看聖經裡面的當時的背景歷史去研究。
And within that storyline context, then you'll start understanding properly the particulars.
所以我需要看前文後理歷史的背景,故事的背景,才能夠了解到聖經裡面當中的含義。
That's why we're doing what we're doing in Sunday school.
這就是我們主日學所要學習的所講的嘢。
You have to know the context before you can understand the particulars.
我需要知道裡面的內容的背景,才能夠了解究竟當中其中的經文所講的意思。
Let me ask you, do you really think you know enough about what's going on in your life to be mad at God?
大家是否能夠明白到頭經所講的說話呢?
Right, think about that. You don't know everything. You don't know all about the circumstances that are affecting you.
我们自己本身不能够明白我们生命当中所有的事。
But God does. He says he knows everything.
但神又相反，神是知道我们生命当中所有的事。
How could you ever think you are qualified to be the judge?
所以说我们自己都不能够去明白我们生命所有的事，我们怎可以成为我们生命当中自己的法官呢？
Why are you worried?
就说为什么你需要去担忧呢？
It's because you don't have an angry God who's working everything out justly.
因为我们生命当中没有一个愤怒的神是去明白他会审判这个不公平。
Why can't you forgive?
为什么你不能够去饶恕别人呢？
Why can't you live in this city civilly?
为什么你不能够活着这个世界去爱其他人呢？
Looking at everyone you come in contact as an equal.
我们需要看就是说，算我们身边所有的人都是一样。
Well, you don't have an angry God.
但若然你不是这样抵挡的时候，你没有生命当中有一个愤怒的神。
And so that comes to our third and final point, which shall be more briefer.You'll need an angry God. This is on slide 6. You need an angry God if you're really going to understand how loved you really are.
所以我需要一个愤怒的神才能够真正明白我们有几么多爱。
God's love is not just the cause of his anger.
神的爱不是只是单单他发怒的原因。
God's love is also the satisfaction of his anger.
神的爱也都是他发怒的satisfaction.
The prophet Isaiah is saying, because you're a father, O Lord, you should be angry.
以赛亚讲就话，因为你是父亲，你是应该有一个发怒。
Do something, implores the prophet Isaiah. Do something, O Lord, about your anger.
以赛亚书讲到话，你系发怒嘅时候，你应该会做啲嘢。
But don't be angry forever.
但系话你唔好永远嘅发怒。
Don't be angry ultimately, O God.
但系话神，你唔好永远嘅系发怒。
Somebody has done something wrong.
但若然有人去做一啲错事
，You're unreconciled with somebody. So what do you do?
你同一个人有不和的时候，你怎么做呢？
Do you give a stern moral lecture to the other party?
你是不是只是会说跟那个人去讲怎么去看这个事，讲个道德观念，怎么去了解呢？
Or do you go to the opposite extreme? Do you say, oh, I guess, who's to say whether what you did was wrong?
但之后讲话，可能话哦，我估系你所讲嘅嘢，你所做嘅嘢系你错。
Let me ask you: Is moralism or relativism the answer?
当大家有个不和嘅时候，系咪话用个道德观或者理论观嚟去解决方法咧
？Well, God's word says neither.
神话两个方法都系。
Again, that's why we're looking at this text. What does God say? What do you do?
所以圣经里面点讲啊？我应该点样去做呢？
If not moralism, if not relativism, then what?
啊，我哋唔系，如果我哋唔系咁做嘅，我哋应该点做呢？
Isaiah clearly says it's God's righteous anger that you need to believe in.
我就话我哋所以相信嘅就话我要相信神呢个愤怒嘅神。
Think of the foolish reconciliation attempts between people.
我哋去睇就话，我哋跟人系有不和嘅时候，人会尽量有方法去调解。
Well, just take a moment and think about that. Is peace restored through moral lecture?
系咪话大家去倾一倾，坐一坐就能够去解决好多嘅问题咧
？Or is peace restored if the offense is said not to matter?
但系咪话就话大家去讲饶恕就算数咧
？You're smarter than that. You know better.
啊， 我要知道其实唔得。
Anger, talking about God's anger, not peevish fits of temper, but God's type of anger, just, generous, scalding indignation.
而我所讲嘅就话系神嘅愤怒，神嘅愤怒系一个唔系发脾气嘅，而系慷慨嘅愤怒。
It's an anger that passes not necessarily all at once into embracing, re-welcoming love.
而神嘅愤怒系一种嘅愤怒，佢系会将呢个愤怒成为一个拥戴，而将呢个爱重新嘅去俾到。
You know that as a fellow human being, right? How do friends and lovers truly reconcile?
大家知道就话朋友或者爱人当中点先能够有真正嘅当中有饶恕有呢个嘅爱拥戴咧
？Wrath and then love, right?
当中系有一个嘅愤怒，而系当而最后嘅有爱。
C.S. Lewis, who always has a way of words, says.Such anger is the fluid that love bleeds when you cut it.
就话当 C. L. Lewis 就讲就话当我哋嘅爱嘅当中嘅时候，我哋有带着个愤怒。
And do you know how rare that is for us?
但系我哋好难去做到。
What Lewis is saying is the moral lecture or shrugging off the offense doesn't work.
但系 C. L. Lewis 讲到罗斯讲就话。我只用我道德观去睇嘅时候，我哋唔能够解决我哋人生里面当中嘅不和。
What does work is you express your anger and you say I love you。
罗伟斯讲就话，我哋需要去讲出我哋嘅伤痛，我哋需要讲出我哋嘅不和。
That's why I'm angry。
讲出嘅时候带着爱。
That's why I'm angry because I love you, right?
如果就话我系发怒，我系唔中意，点解？因为我爱你。
What you're saying is I hate what you're doing to yourself。
意思即系话你所做嘅嘢，我唔中意你所做，你点对你自己
？You're saying I hate what you're doing to my relationship with you。
就话我唔喜爱你所对我哋嘅关系当中所做嘅嘢。
And you're saying, I won't put up with it anymore. I'm mad.
就话我唔喜爱你所做嘅嘢，我去发怒。
You see, you're doing a surgical strike, putting the anger on the sin.
就话我哋对我哋所做嘅嘢，我哋发怒。
And when you put the anger on the sin or the evil, you're pouring out your wrath on the sin itself that's keeping you from the other person.
我哋只系去发怒，我哋所唔喜爱嘅嘢。
And you know what happens very often? That kind of anger is what really wakes up the person.
但系我哋要发怒当中，我哋要睇就话，我哋发怒，因为我哋去为着去爱个对方。
And that kind of anger is love.
而嗰种嘅爱系因为爱而去发怒嘅时候，嗰种嘅爱先系真正嘅爱。
It's love because it leads to reconciliation.
因为嗰种嘅发怒，嗰种爱先至能够带到人与人中间嘅和平。
And God did do that, right?
而神都系同一样。
Isaiah says, "Your love, O God, is the cause of your anger, but let your love be the satisfaction of your anger."
以赛亚书都有讲就话，因为神你嘅爱亦都系你嘅爱系一个嘅。你嘅发怒嘅源头，但系都系你嘅爱去拥戴住你个愤怒。
And verse 17 says, "Yes, of course." He says, "I will recreate you, I will change you, I will remember your sins no more."
佢就话：我会做新天新地，我会从此不再纪念，也不再追想。
And how did he do that?
神系点样去做咧
？Well, God, the Son Jesus had to go to the cursed cross, right?
就话佢用佢嘅儿子去带上钉喺十架上。
Is God going to be a God of justice, a God of fury, but not love?
神呢个神系咪只系一个审判嘅神，系咪只系公义嘅神，唔系一个爱嘅神咧
？Is God going to punish us and then just lose us? Or is he going to love us and then not be just? Only if the cross of Christ happened can he be a God of furious love and loving fury all at once.
So, that's
what the Bible teaches. Jesus is the judge who was judged. Jesus Christ took all of the anger, all of the wrath, and all of the injustice. All of that went into his heart.
And
so when you believe in him, there's no debt to pay down be left for you to pay.
所以你去相信的时候，相信耶稣基督所做的事的时候， 所有的事你没有需要有什么要偿还。
So let me leave you with this question. Do you believe in a God of wrath?
所以我想问大家就是说，你还相不相信神的愤怒呢？
Some might say, no, I only believe in a God of love. I don't believe God punishes people.
有些人可能会说，我只是会相信神是一个爱的神，我不相信神会惩罚人。
If you come across a person like that, who says that, or maybe you're saying that, I have a question.
如果你遇到这样的人的时候，
what did it cost your God to love you?
就说究竟有什么需要去做，令到你这个神去爱你呢？
And that person might say, I don't really know.
那人可能会说，我不知道究竟要做什么神会爱我们。
Then you can say to them, well, how do you know how much he loves you?
如果人不知道的时候，你就可以跟他说，究竟神有多爱你呢？
See, that's the reason why some of you aren't thrilled. You're not thrilled by the idea of the gospel.
所以就说人觉得所圣经所讲的说话好像不太好听。
That's the reason why you haven't had your life changed, because what you believe is just sentimentality.
所以就说我们所相信的可能只是相信一些东西，令到我们生命当中没有改变。
But to the degree you believe injustice, anger, hell, you know how much you're worth to God.
所以我们要去相信到地步，就话我们要相信神的公义，我们相信神的审判，我们要相信神有几咁样爱我们。
Because didn't it cost God dearly? He paid
it all.
That's why the hymn writer says, all to him I owe.
所以就说神去给出去的所有。
But if you don't believe in hell, punishment, justice, judgment, you have no idea what God did for you.
所以就说，若然你不能够相信一地有审判公义的时候，你不能够明白神给到你是什么。
You have no idea what Jesus did for you.
你不能够相信耶稣基督所为到你做的一切。
And you have no idea how valuable you are to him.
你不能够明白究竟神，你不能够明白人，你是几么重要在神的眼中。
You see, it's your fault for walking around feeling not loved by him.
所以是我们的错，我们不能够去有一个明白这个有审判的法律的神。
It's your fault because you don't have a God of wrath.
而我们生命当中没有一个法律的神是我们自己的错。
You're just going along with the crowd. Everybody says, oh, God is just a God of love.
我们只是会像其他人一样，就说神只是爱。
You're making a mistake, don't do that. No, what God did for you. There's no judgment left for you because Jesus paid it all. Now, believe and trust in Him and go follow Him. Father, we thank you for your word and for what the prophet Isaiah has to say to us this morning on Father's Day. I pray, O Lord, for your help to digest that these truths that you are an angry God and we need an angry God.
So, 主啊,今天早上我們多謝你和我們的說話,讓我們去明白你的話語,讓我們知道我們生命當中需要一個憤怒的神,我們需要我們生命當中有一個憤怒的神.
And so help us to understand by the power of your Holy Spirit the truths of your word today.
所以求神你給我們有一個聖靈,讓我們明白你給我們的話語.
And we ask all of that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
So, 感恩祈禱奉教主耶穌名字祈求，阿門。